This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to another episode of Solano Moms Building Community Podcast and Tamara Sable Podcast. In this episode, we had the absolute pleasure of sitting down with Leslie Marie of Les Marie Performance, a dynamic mother of four, lifelong athlete, and elite performance coach who is redefining the way we train the body and mind. With 15 years of experience as a health coach, Leslie is the definition of consistency and commitment. From boxing rings to soccer fields, from bikini bodybuilding stages to Brazilian jiu-jitsu mats, she has done it all. Today, she pours that knowledge into the next generation of athletes at GameFit in Dixon. In today's episode, we will explore how growing up in Hawaii shaped her unique mindset around discipline, health, and purpose. The truth about fascia stretch therapy and how it's transforming lives off the field, the real power of motherhood in shaping her approach to coaching, how she teaches young athletes to thrive mentally, emotionally, and physically. And here's something exciting. Leslie also has her own podcast, Proximity with Leslie Marie. We walked away from this conversation feeling inspired, energized, and confident that our youth are in great hands with leaders like Leslie. Stay tuned to listen to this amazing, informative episode with Leslie Marie.
Hello, we're back. And I would like to introduce my co-host from Tomorrow's Table.
Hi, my name's Pokum Tienpet.
Oh God, we are busy. I saw you last night. I feel like you live with me.
I know. We've been hanging out a lot, doing interviews.
It's a good thing, right?
It's a good thing.
You like seeing me?
Yes, I do. Okay. I love you.
We would like to welcome our special guest, Leslie Marie Lucero. Welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for that intro.
Of course. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Our listeners want to know. We want to know, obviously. And as we went to your posts, your social media, and what you do, I was so impressed. I want to thank you for what you do for the community, because a lot of times people don't understand how much exercise, how much positive impact our youth and our community, and even as a mother, I need when it comes to exercise, and that is promoting better mental health and a better community. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that, I was so impressed. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for that. Well, I'm from Hawaii, so I'm born and raised in Hawaii, and I moved here about 9 years ago. My husband is born and raised Winters, so everybody always asks me the question, what brought you here in the middle of California. And
what island were you from?
I'm born and raised on Oahu.
Oahu.
So Pearl City is on Oahu, which is one of the main hubs. Honolulu, everyone knows about. That's the city that you fly into, the airport you fly into. And so I moved here and I have been a trainer for the last 14 to 15 years. It's been a long journey. I used to work for a really big corporate gym, and I actually started training athletes when I first became a trainer. There was a lot of athletes that I was working with already, and then I became a mom. So as a mother, you know that your whole schedule changes, because it's not just you can work 12 hours a day now. I have to go home and be mom. And so a lot more women started training with me. So by the time I moved here to Cali, I started getting more women coming to, like, I used to do these boot camps outside in winters, literally carrying and pulling all my equipment to these like parks wherever I could find open space and doing open workouts. And then I opened a gym called Edge Fitness Academy in winters. And then I had to shut down during COVID. And now I'm here at GameFit. I'm a certified trainer and fascia stretch therapist at GameFit. And there's three locations owned by Lem Adams, and I'm just on this team. So that's kind of how I got here to Dixon.
Wow. I love that. Yeah. I love how you're so motivated going to the park, mm-hmm. working out, getting groups of girls. Now you have your own gym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is, so I'm a co-contractor of GameFit, but it's been a process. You know, I've played sports from a young age. Like I was either on a court or on a field growing up, or in a gym. That's how I grew up. My parents gave me the option, was like, you have to do something, you cannot just do nothing. And so my stepdad was a high school basketball varsity coach. And so I was either playing on the court or I was working the concession stand to raise money for my local high school. And so it was through the experience of sports that I grew the importance of like teamwork and discipline and sacrifice. So growing up, I played soccer, played basketball. I then started going into boxing competitively and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu later on in my 20s. I also danced hula. I danced hip hop. It was like literally we had to do something, or it was like you had to do chores.
So you were always active and always active. Moving.
Always active. And yes, and in Hawaii, it's like you have the same weather throughout the year. So it's easy to just go outside.
I like how she pronounces Hawaii, because we just say Hawaii. She says, how do you say Hawaii?
Hawaii?
Hawaii.
She says it,
She says it correctly. Yes. Right?
Yeah. Very correct. The W is pronounced like a V.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'll be honest, I've never been to Hawaii. All my family has gone. So I can't wait. Did you live in a small city or big city?
No, Pearl City is central to, almost close to Pearl Harbor, if that's a landmark I can give.
It's very nice.
Oh, really?
I love it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now that I'm interviewing you, I need to visit there.
Yeah. It's very diverse, you know. I mean, it's almost a melting pot, another melting pot.
They have a lot of cultures and food there, too.
Food is so
good. Oh, I love food, then. There's my weakness.
Yeah. Food and family.
Oh, both my, I love that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As a former athlete, how have your sports experience shaped your training method and philosophy?
For me, it was the use of how I use my body in different sports. Because when I'm playing basketball, I'm doing a lot of vertical jumping. I'm defending, shuffling my feet. And then when I play soccer, it's a lot of agility. I have to stay moving on my feet. Then when I'm boxing, I'm also defending myself. So through the different sports that I've competed in, I also learned how to move my body in different ways. And what I noticed with the youth that I work with now, a lot of them are more so like learning basic fundamental movements, like where their left hand is versus their right hand, and moving their left foot and their right foot, like real basic things like that, that you would think would come to them in common sense. But because of the use of technology, we see our kids not as active. So something simple as riding a bike or jumping rope, some of them don't do that on a regular basis. So by the time they come to me at 8 years old, they haven't had some of those big motor skills developed. So that's kind of where I thrive in, is working with the youth. I'm really big on development. and teaching them to be aware of their body and be in their body, because so many times they can be watching YouTube or see something on the TV and they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna try this move. And it's like, no, bro, you need to learn to like move your feet and your arms at the same time. So again, going back to the basics, in essence, I really tried to take what I learned from every sport that I competed in, even the lessons from teamwork to discipline, and try to incorporate that in every aspect I can with the kids that I work with.
That is such a good point. I have a son that's 10-year-old and he plays basketball. And I see a lot of times in his mind, he wants to do a movement, yet his body is not trained to that do that movement. And in that case, I see a lot of injuries happening. So for you to teach them how to use their body and the movement, so it helps them with not getting injured.
Yeah, that's really true. Even with my 8-year-old, he just started soccer shots. And so he's just learning because he's not like really into it. Because I guess you're right, technology.
Yeah. It's so a big deal now.
It took a while for him to finally step out of his comfort zone. Now he's really good at it.
Well, since we have her here, what's your suggestion for your kid if they're not into a sport? How would you get them into it?
Just go outside and play with them.
So be like, involved with them.
Yes, but just play with them. Kids just like to have fun. They just like to play. So simple bike rides, you know, buy a bike for all of you, or go outside and see who can run from one light pole to the next. And play hopscotch. It's super
how
cheap.
How we used to play when we were younger.
Yeah. I mean, they're free, super inexpensive. And the only thing that they really want is time with you as a parent. That's what I know. I'm really busy. My kids can attest to that. I am very, very busy. But when I do have time with them, I try to maximize my time with them. So as much as possible, it's like, okay, you can watch your show for like an hour, but then you're going to get outside and you're going to go play. And so if I have to go out there for the first 10, 15 minutes and beat my son in basketball, I hope he hears this, but no, but seriously, like going out there and being, you know, fun with them, jump on the trampoline with them. It keeps me young. It keeps me from being in a sometimes in a very narrow-minded way, because I'm just like, oh, I have this task, I have this to do, and I have to learn. And my kids have taught me to just take breaks, like look up mom sometimes and enjoy the sunshine. So in essence, they teach me a lot too.
That's really good.
That's really great framework. Yeah. Actually, I use that framework. So when I'm playing with my kids, I put 100%. Although sometimes it's bad, I'll tell you. I just got an injury. So now I have to get a shot, stair shot. I have inflammation. I went to the pool. I overdo it. I was wrestling with them being 100, and these are boys. You know, boys are not like girls. Yeah. I really love that framework. When you do have the time with your children, give it 100% and they can see that. And even that night, my kids were like, mom, we loved it, but you were a little crazy. And of course, the next day I found out that I had injured myself.
You suffered.
Yeah, I did, but it was well worth it.
It was worth Can you explain what fascia stretch therapy entails and how it benefits your clients?
So fascia is how I like to explain it, and how I was taught to explain it is that it's like that filmy thing around chicken. So you have that encompassing all of your internal organs, your muscles, your joints. And so with fascia, a lot of people just think that we have like bone and muscle, but you actually have this under this other system, and it's also part of like your endocrine system. So when your fascia is what we call sticky, some people call like knots, I have knots in my upper neck area, that's what they usually associate it with, it can prevent you from having full mobility of your joints and the full capacity for you to contract and extend like your muscles. So fascia is a big deal because it's encompassing all of that. And also it also holds your emotions and trauma. So our body is, I like to tell people that your body is this vessel, right? Like it's gonna give you feedback, whether it's good or bad. And so our body is usually the first thing that people associate with is pain. right? Like if I have pain in my shoulder, like you played yeah. with your kids and it gave you feedback, like I have pain here. But a lot of times there's chronic pain, which people feel, and it's usually due to like an unresolved issue, whether it was like they had fell on that shoulder when they were little, and then the emotion behind it, whether it was fear, it was like worry. And so our body actually stores it. There's this really great book called The Molecules of Emotion, and that's based on the studies on fascia. So wow. it's a real big science, but anyways, what I do on the table is that I'm really helping people recover. So using breath technique and then using scraping techniques, because some people come in with prior injuries, so I have to scrape or I have to use the Theragun to kind of break up the tissue before I can even move the joint around. So a lot of times you have athletes, for instance, because there's so many in this particular facility that come in with prior injuries, and me giving feedback to them like, hey, do you feel this? Oh, and I'm palpating, meaning I'm like touching them, can you feel this? And they're like, oh yeah, but they might have not been aware of it prior. So my job as a fascia stretch therapist is not, I'm not just stretching you, but I'm also giving you feedback so that you can be in your body again. You know what
so
I mean?
So you're using like a holistic approach, kind of.
Yeah, I feel like body
like
work
the body,
in general.
Physical and mental, correct?
Yes. Yes. That's the way that I like to approach my body work.
That's amazing. I mean,
versus just like thinking it's just another form of body work, because you know people go massage therapy or they do acupuncture, yes. chiropractor, which are all great forms of body work. It's just my approach.
No, that's amazing. Yeah. And if someone wants to come, how do they contact you? Do they just go to your website or do mm-hmm. they email you?
You can book a session at lesliemarieperformance.com. Or you can go ahead and email me at lesmarieperformance@gmail.com, or you can...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Instagram me, which everybody normally does. They inbox me. They drop in my DMs.
That's the easiest, I feel like. Yes.
Yeah, with everyone.
The era we live, it's all social media.
Uh-huh, yes. That's the easiest to get a hold of. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Exactly. So does your gym, does it have a membership monthly? Like how does it go for someone that wants to enroll their kid or themselves or as a family? Mm-hmm. Is there each category? How does it go?
So because I'm a co-contractor out of GameFit, there's many different trainers here. But for me to book with me, you can go on my website at lesmarieperformance.com. And you can book either a private session with me or a consultation if you want to kind of meet me and see what a plan for your particular athlete or yourself could be. And then also you can try out a class if you want, you're more into group training. I do have adult classes and youth classes, so it's always something that you can check out before you commit. And then we also, like I said, have personal training. Some people like to just have one-on-one time. That way I'm not focused on like five other people. I'm only focused on
themselves. That's good that
your
program gives a lot of options and opportunities, and you set up goals, what fits them. That's mm-hmm. really, I like that.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. everyone's different.
Everyone's different, yeah.
Their budget is different. Their needs are different and their goals are very different. So I try to, and I get it. You know?
You're trying to accommodate to everyone's needs.
It's not one fits all for you.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Which unfortunately society nowadays is one fits all. Luckily you are mm-hmm. putting a different philosophy.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, everybody has their niche and their thing and their way of connecting. There's so many great trainers that I know, but everyone has their thing, right? And their ability to connect. And then I have to say, I've been really successful in that, in being able to connect with a 5-year-old or a 45-year-old woman.
So you work with young little...
Oh, yeah.
What's the, I need to bring my son here.
That's the youngest. The youngest I would work with them is 5 to 6 years old.
5 to 6, okay.
A really good age, though, because training is very repetitive. And it is a habit, right? And it's not always fun. Yes. So a good age, in my opinion, is like middle school age.
Middle school age.
Because they get that concept of like, I want to be here. They see the benefit of being here. And it's a really good time to plant a seed into them, because it takes work. Like every kid, I just had the boys last night and I was getting on them about, don't just come here to work out, like get a training in. Come here to learn something. I got so much to give to you, but it's no good if you're not receiving it. And so I like that age, to be really honest, because they are motivated and they want to learn. Like there is like lights that light up.
The middle
school
age.
Where sometimes when I get the 5 and 6 year old, you know, it's just playtime. Yes. And you could do that as a parent. You don't even need to pay me. Yes. You know, you can just go and take your kid and play.
Yes.
So it's more of like where your kid is at. Every kid is different. Some don't want to do this stuff. And then some are like, Mom, Dad, can you get me in with her 3-4 days a week? You know, I got a high school boy who wants to be in here like every day. And his dad's like, dude, this still costs.
Yeah.
So,
but that's good. He's dedicated and he sees, you know, that's helping him. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned, in middle school, I think it gets to their brain at age where they can comprehend what their actions could do. And then when they come to you teaching them all these techniques, they're like, okay, this is going to get me somewhere, especially if they want to be pro in something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's a good age to know for our kids to bring them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Talking of training philosophy, what core values drive your approach to personal and group train sessions?
So I use Hawaiian terms because that's just who I am.
Yes,
and where I
saw
from.
That.
One of them is kuleana. Kuleana in Hawaiian means responsibility. And I really believe like that's a sole source of what drives you to do anything. You have to be responsible for yourself. Sometimes I'll give you an example. I'll have a high school kid that comes in here and they forget their cleats. Now they know they do speed work with me every Tuesday. You forget your cleats, and then they go and they point their finger and say, oh, but my mom took it out of the car. I'm gonna get upset because one, they did not take responsibility of themselves. They could have at least said, coach, I forgot it. I would have been okay with that. But to point the finger, and I get on my son about this too, is like one of the hardest lessons I think my kid just learned was that stop pointing the finger, because you have to own up to it. And
I
train a lot of young men, a lot of young boys, and I am a real hard believer, call me old school, but our young men need to be taught how to, and it needs to be reinforced. Like, hey, you're going to be the leader of your household one day. You're going to be the leader of your team. You need to, like, take responsibility. Don't lie. That's the worst thing you can do is lie. So those, that attribute, and then also your mana. So everyone comes from a cultural background, right? For me, it's being Hawaiian and Filipino. And one of the things that I hold very dear is that growing up, I knew my great-grandparents, I know my grandparents, and I have deep connections to 7 generations from me, just knowing my genealogy. And with that comes a lot of kuleana. It comes a lot of power, because I'm bringing what my ancestors had set before me. And then I'm also laying the foundations for seven generations from me. So I have to do my part to make sure that those lessons and values are going to be perpetuated. And so that's like a big piece of why I'm here and why I move throughout the world like I do and continue to teach my own kids and every kid that comes in.
Wow, that's very...
That was powerful.
Yeah.
You really put it so
she
well.
She hit right on the dot.
Right on. Yeah. All of us think of that, but you said it very well.
Yeah, and yes. Very truthful,
yes,
too.
Yes, it was yeah. Just like... I soaked it that moment.
I know, I'm
was,
just looking yes. At her like, yeah. Wow. She's right though.
She's very right. Yeah. I mean, if we don't value what you said, your ancestors and all that, then how could, I guess that brings pride for your personality. When you think of your mm-hmm. ancestors, you carry on their values mm-hmm. and to your children, I think that's the character you want to build for your next generation.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of families, what advice do you have for moms striving to balance family responsibility with personal health goals?
Ooh.
I know we covered a little bit.
So I am, you know, they give that metaphor when you're on the plane to put the mask on first before you put it on your whoever's next to you. Like,
yeah, so you got to help yourself before you help someone else.
Oh, yeah. I really feel that's so true because I don't have all the answers. And I don't know if there's a balance. I think there's an ebb and flow of it. But I do get up really early in the morning to fill my cup. I make it a point to do that. I wake up at 4:50.
Wow, that's early.
Just to get my workout in, to yeah. do my meditation, to do my journaling, whatever it is that I need to do to fill my cup. Because if I don't, then I'm already snappy. I'm going to be like more extreme, right? And so I know if I don't take care of Les, then I cannot take care of the four kids and my husband the way that I want to show up in life. And then, you know, my six clients I have that day are... 20 clients I have that day. So I think it's imperative for moms to, because it gets hard. Like I have moms that would say, well, I just had a baby. Then be in that stage, because I was in that stage. It's totally possible. It's not saying you got to wake up 5 a.m. All I'm saying is take time for yourself. There's nothing selfish about that. And I think our generation has grown to understand that it's important for self-care. Not just do your nails and do your hair, but like really like get to know yourself. Because, you know, having kids, you get lost in it. And,
you do.
And being married, yes. You can get lost in yourself, mm-hmm. You know, away from yourself. And I've been in that dark space. And I realized like, hey, if I don't take care of me, like no one else can. Not even my husband. Not even my mom, who's like, I don't know how many miles away. She's in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like I have to be able to... maintain like my sanity.
Yeah, and she's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Self-care, self-love, right?
Yes.
Focus on yourself yes. first before you help others.
Mm-hmm. But it's so hard. We live in a society that so much is expected on us.
It is.
I feel like my own experience as a mom, when I had my firstborn, I felt like I have to be best at everything. And if I didn't spend that time with my child or I did something for myself, I felt so guilty that I'm not a good mom.
That's how I felt with my first daughter too.
Yeah, and over time what happened to me was I was getting these migraines. And I went to the doctor. The doctor said, this is because of stress.
Oh my, I was getting the migraines too and I didn't understand why.
Yes, so they did all these x-rays because I thought I had a tumor in my head.
Me too. And nose was bleeding.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's intense.
Yes, I felt so many things. Yet I went to the doctor, they did ultrasound and all. They found out that it was the muscles in my face was getting stressed. And due to that, I was getting migraines. So he suggested just take 10 minutes whenever during your day to go sit somewhere. So it was my birthday. My husband bought those, you know, massage chairs from Costco, which was the best thing in my life.
Yeah.
So I'm saying over time, I learned that to take that 10 minutes a day. Now I do. Mm. I go to that massage chair, whether it does anything, but mentally, it gives me that 10 minutes to be like, I did something for myself. And like you said, And we were all lost in that one moment. And I hope a mom that's new, that's listening, this is nothing to worry. We were all at that stage.
And but we were all in that journey.
Yes. Struggling. And when we learned this, don't feel guilty for taking the minute for yourself to go work out, to get that massage or whatever works for you. And you said it right. It just makes you a better mom, a better wife. Right. At the end of the day, then you're even better for what your goal is.
That's true. And not feeling bad about it. I mean, that I think is one of the mom guilt is what you're kind of talking about.
Exactly.
I mean, I think there's still times when I feel really guilty. Like my 2-year-old, the daycare just called and is like, hey, she's got a fever. So my father-in-law had to pick her up. And I'm like, I have this book, but I have to also know that I'm gonna be there, just not at this moment.
Yes.
And so that's another one I've really struggled with as a business owner, was that I have to balance that no one cares about, you know, this is the honest truth. When you're a business owner, when you're running a business, no one really does care what's happening in your own life, right? They just care if like you're gonna show up to their session and give them what you said you were gonna provide, right? And so I have to be able to separate that, because for a while after I closed Edge Fitness in Winters, I also had to go back to working out of my garage. I literally would train clients in my garage, and then I had this room downstairs that I would do my fascia stretch therapy. So the moment I would open that door, I was mom again. There was no 15-minute drive to and from work. It was just instantly mom.
Mom.
And that was really hard for me to be able to turn off. So this is my growth, is what I'm saying. It's like there's a time where you're going to realize, like, where do you separate, you know, as a mom? And I've had 4 kids. So my oldest is 11. I have a 9-year-old, a 5, and a 2-year-old. So I'm in very different stages with all of them. And to that new mom or the young mom, I guess, I will say that it's so normal for you to feel like you have to be there. I think that's just our natural instincts as women. But I also don't want you to forget to be yourself. Like, there's a person that was there before you had babies.
Pretty much, don't forget to love yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
That's like the one nugget, I guess.
Yeah.
That
that's
a really good advice.
I'll be honest.
And we all struggled. I did too.
It's just natural for us women. I don't know what it is.
We don't want to be our own critic. Yeah, we are. And we don't want other people to judge us and say, oh, we're not doing a good job as being a mom. So we try to be on top of the laundry, on top of everything. But then we realize we can't do it all.
Yeah.
And it's not okay. Not all at one time.
Yeah. Not. Yeah. Yes. There you go. Not all in one time.
We need to get some robots.
I say I do one task a day. It's good.
Yes.
Take time for yourself. Yes. Yeah.
One task a day. With the community engagement, how do you foster a sense of community and support among your clients?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
Honestly, I don't like seeing, if I have a group, for instance, because I'm thinking when I'm in that environment, there'll be like friends, you know, they'll have like friends that know each other prior to coming into a group. I like to mix it up, because I think it's important for you to meet other people. I think it's a local thing, being from Hawaii, where it's like you do this thing called talk story, kind of what we're doing. And I just like to talk story to everyone when they're working out, and I'm asking them questions like, how was your day at school? How come you never make the basketball team? You know, or the mom said, I'm like, how old is your baby? Or, you know, do you have to pick them up early? So I'm just like talking story, and there's this sense of relativity amongst the group. There's a common ground. And I think I always try to find that no matter what room I'm sitting in, because I like to feel comfortable.
Yeah, no, I fully agree.
I'm sitting in.
So yeah, that's it's how that I comfortable like to and that personal touch that you do that people can relate to. And I think that's what you're bringing. You're talking there, you're learning what they love, what they don't love, how they made the basketball team, because then mm-hmm. they can connect with you mm-hmm. and then you can help them better in what mm-hmm. their goal is.
I ask a lot of questions. I'm kind of nosy like oh. that. But I like to ask people about themselves.
But like, that's a good way to get to know yes. people, right? And yes. then you can better help them too and understand where they're, you know, their mindset and where they're coming mm-hmm. from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means you're interested.
Yeah. And you're doing your job.
Yes. I actually always tell my kids when they come from school, I ask all these questions. They say, "You ask so many questions." And then I say, because I care. If I didn't care, I don't go outside ask the kids or on the street someone.
Right.
But I care about you because then I can also give them the needs they have. And with you, it's the same. You're asking these questions mm-hmm. so you can help them the way they want to be helped.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah.
And what are your goals for expanding your impact in the health and wellness industry, both locally and beyond?
So I am starting a podcast. It's called In Proximity. You can check out my IG, In Proximity. But this has been a passion project of mine for years. And I just started my interviews the last month. I launch on June 24th. I'm really stoked. I get chicken skin every time I talk about it. But literally, I bought the mics. I mean, this has been on my heart for a long time. And the reason for it, it started off selfishly, actually. Because it was during the pandemic where I was reading all these books. I was doing the personal development. I live in a small town. And so I wasn't really in proximity to very successful people. And then I got this crazy idea recently in the beginning of this year. And I was like, hey, why don't I just like go and find people? Like, why do I have to wait for them to come to me? You know, it's like this, to me, it was a wild thought. But it was literally like, I just want to be around other successful people and people who are doing something. I don't want to be stuck in the same space.
No, that's all of us.
And
right?
So anyways, I love sports. I love sports in general because of the analogies that come from it. I love stories. I love the game. I love competition. So I've been interviewing a lot of these like coaches, therapists in the same world that I'm working in, and they have so much gems to give from their success, you know, playing college ball, going to pro, all the things that our kids that come into here hope to be one day. And I just hope to reach parents and kids so that they can hear these stories and know like this is a process. There's so much growth that has to be done before you get to the league, you know, or wherever it is that you want to go.
That's amazing. And your podcast, what platforms will be airing?
It's going to be on Apple Store and Spotify.
Oh, I love it. That we're on Spotify too. Okay, so awesome. We'll make sure we will post this resource. It's airing, you said the 24th?
June 24th.
What is the first episode?
The first episode.
You're going to give us some sneak peek?
Yes. Well, I actually did post it on my...
I saw that.
On Fit. His name is Coach Jalal Leachy. He used to be a former MLB player for the Giants. So he is a coach that's right next door. But my daughter had the privilege to work with him. He's phenomenal. He has this energy and vibe. Super excited. You know, a lot of these kids, like I said, come in here and they want to get to the league. And to hear it from a guy that's walked the path is insane. So that's a heavy hitter that you guys should listen to. Jalal Leachy. But you can find him at JD Leachy on Instagram. And he has a phenomenal background. But that's my first episode. I got so many heavy hitters coming on. I'm really stoked.
Really, well, we can't wait to listen to it.
Yes.
I'm excited
this
for
is
you.
It's exciting.
Too.
And you're bringing a platform where it's not available in our county, Solano mm-hmm. County, and beyond. Because why we actually brought our platform here is because usually we look up to so many like other states or Hollywood, what they bring. But mm-hmm. when it's someone local bringing exactly what's going on in your area, that's more impactful. Mm-hmm. And for you bringing it here to our community and our youth, that's more impactful because they see you.
Nice.
Yes.
You know, honestly, I was literally thinking of just like the everyday athlete that comes walking in here, but to hear it in that perspective, it's like, whoo, that's a lot
of, when you said that, that's what I got. Yeah, because that's the thing. Mostly we feel as the youth, especially because we were all at one point youth, we felt like it was untouchable to play, to touch that sports player that made it, that politician. And you know, the big things that you see on TV, but you're bringing that untouchable, that player that made it. And now you're bringing their perspective and saying, they did it. This is the steps and you can do it too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love that. How do you stay current with evolving fitness trends and ensure your method remains effective and relevant? That's a good question.
Yeah, it is. I have to tell you that as I evolved in terms of like crafts or skills that I've built, I've evolved in my training method. But I'm really big on strength training. Like, that is probably number one. And then for athletes, it's speed and agility. Those two fundamental practices are pretty, they're not gonna change. They're very relevant in any sport that your child plays, is essential. And there's more research showing the effectiveness on strength training, even at a younger age, so even if it's body weight training. The reason for it is because in a fixed or safe environment, that athlete is being able to put the loads on their body the way that they would have it in as they're performing on the field or the track. So I'm a really big believer on strength training and speed and agility, because as an athlete, that's what you're utilizing. And then all the other extra, whether it's skills, specific skills that you're learning for a position, you can add on to that. But basic fundamentals for an athlete is speed, agility, and strength training. I'm also a big advocate for strength training for women, because as we age, our bone density just starts to deteriorate. So it's really important. You know, we do start to keep a little bit more of our body fat as we age, and it's only because of protective mechanism and aging processes. But they're showing the influence of building more lean body mass, which is your muscle, and how it will actually help you age better. So those are like kind of my core, and all the other modalities and trends, I guess, they're just extra. But the body is, it's so interesting, and I have these conversations with other trainers. You have levers and pulleys of the body, you know, because some guys come in here with like really high level training or certs and educational backgrounds, but nobody gives a crap. Like, your client does not care how much you know all the time. They care how much you care about them and the science of your body. For trainers, so if there's trainers out there, the basic levers and pulleys of the bodies do not change. The size of that lever and pulley may change depending on how hot, how tall someone is, or how much they weigh. But if you're really good at your craft and you do stay relevant to the science, you can really train anyone. And if you've actually done the sport or been in the sport, you know that the body moves in a very dynamic way. So your training has to include both strength and speed and agility. And the way that you deliver it and program it, that is individually like the trainer themselves. Like, can they be effective? And that's where, you know, for me, for someone like me, I got to go to extra certifications. I got to go to extra workshops to build my skills up. But the basic foundation is never going to change.
That was a lot of great information.
Very good information. Yes. That we're learning so much from.
Yeah.
Thank you for all those information.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up this episode, would you like to share anything else that we have missed, or with our listeners, anything you want to share?
No, just thank you so much for this opportunity. This is awesome.
Well, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you,
we were
so much
thrilled when you said yes, actually. We were very happy when we emailed you and you said yes.
Oh,
so we're honored to have you.
Can you give us a little tour?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, Solano Moms.
Bye for now. Tomorrow's Table Podcast. Bye.
Bye. Aloha. Till later.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.